St. John's Prep soccer coach Dave Kroll is joining us. Dave, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you and the team, the coaching staff, getting to the state championship game, which will be played on Saturday. You guys are taking on Needham. So I guess tell us about yesterday's game and the one goal, 1-0 win.
Thanks. We beat St. John's from Shrewsbury. It was our third time playing them this season. We tied them 1-1 out at their place, beat them 1-0 home, and then beat them 1-0 again last night. Any of those three games could have gone either way. They're a really, really good team. But I think defensively, we were just a little bit better. You know, they only scored the one goal against us in three games, but we only scored three against them. So Jake Vanna scored a great goal in the first half, and we just made it stand up. Yanni Andrikopoulos, our keeper, all New England goalkeeper, that was his 15th shutout of the season. We've only given up 7 goals now in, I think it's 22 games we've played. So, you know, the defense throughout the tournament has been awesome.
You know, we were talking a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking with Nick Giannino of the Salem News, mentioning how you guys, you win, you don't lose, but you're not winning by big margins. You know, a typical example, these games with St. John's of Shrewsbury, just kind of a microcosm, if you will, of your whole season, I think, kind of.
Yeah, well, that's soccer, and we're not out looking to punish teams or crush teams, but it's hard to score. We play a really tough schedule, so all of these games, you know, have led us to Saturday, and we are really difficult to break down, and you know, we create a number of chances every game. We haven't been shut out once all season. So, you know, we have a fair amount of confidence going into Saturday that we can get it done one more time.
What can you tell me about Needham, your opponent on Saturday?
Well, they're the number one ranked team. They play in the Bay State League, which is a very good league. They've lost once all season, which was to us. So, you know, they're certainly going to be looking for revenge. They are, again, strong defensively. I was just looking at their numbers, actually. They've given up only 14 goals this season. They haven't given up a goal in the tournament. So, you know, it's going to be a tight game. It's probably going to be another one-goal game, one way or the other. And, you know, they have a midfielder, an All-American player, who's got a great shot and likes to dribble the ball a lot. So we're hoping that we can nullify him. We did the first time we played him. So if we can nullify him and not give him a lot of looks, you know, that's going to go a long way in helping us.
Dave, you mentioned your defense, and we've talked about that before, I think a couple weeks ago, and we talked. But if somebody was scouting St. John's Prep and they were looking at your team, who are the top two or three players that they really want to keep a check on, you know, as a threat, either for you on defense or you're offensively?
Well, offensively, we are tough. We're tough to mark out because you can't shut out one guy. Callum Rigby, our center mid, our number 10, has 12 goals and 4 assists. Graham Kramer, one of our strikers, has 11 goals. Dance Prouty has 10. Alex Borkland has 8. Ethan Bazanson has 6. We got 2 more guys with 3 apiece. So we don't. It would be really difficult. Like I said, we haven't been shut out all year. Different guys step up in different games, but those would be the guys from the offensive end that they would be looking at, particularly Rigby and Alex Borkland has had a great tournament. He's had 2 game winners in the tournament. Those would be guys in the offensive end that they would be looking at. Defensively, you know, our whole back line, Will Miner is our center back, 2-time Catholic Conference All-Star. He has been immense, and I thought he was the player of the game against St. John's. You know, they really put a lot of pressure on us in the second half, but Will snuffed out a lot of stuff, and he just reads the game so well. He's the heart and soul of our defense, but Jeffrey Lopez, another senior, Ben Bailey, another senior, and senior Ross O'Brien have been the backbone all season in the back. So And then again, Yanni behind them has been immense. Every time we've needed a big save, he's been there. So,
Dave, people that follow your team know that you're a team that is looking to get to this place in the season, get to that championship game. So here's my last question to you. How is the team? How are they kind of different now as far as their attitude and the way they get on a bus, travel to a game, and so on? How is it different now, say in the last game or two, than it was maybe earlier in the year? Are they just more focused?
Yeah, we've had this has been our aspiration all season long. We believed from the beginning that we could be playing in this game. So it's not a surprise to these kids. It's not like we got lucky along the way. This has been our goal all season. So, yeah, the focus has been improving, but it's been there all year. We're undefeated. So there haven't been any lapses. They are a really, really focused group who believe in themselves, who work really hard for each other, and we just got to get it done one more time.
One more time, one more game. You got it. You sound like Belichick. I wouldn't throw that at you.
No, thank you.
Not at all. All right, Coach, anything else you want to share with us? I really appreciate you taking some time to join us. This is a very busy time for sure, but anything else to share with us about this game coming up on Saturday or the team?
Well, I appreciate you reaching out, first of all, to give the kids some attention because they deserve it. They've worked really, really hard all season long, and it's such a humble group. If you read the papers or when the kids are interviewed, they talk about, when they're asked about a big play that they made, they're always deflecting to what their teammates have done. And they're such a selfless group. And I think that's the reason why we're here. There's a lot of talented kids on this team, but there are no egos. They just play for each other. So I'm hoping we can get it done on Saturday.
Absolutely. A lot of folks pulling for you guys in the D1 championship game. So the best in the state. And again, good luck on Saturday, Coach.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Dave Kroll, head soccer coach at St. John's Prep. And I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsports.com.